This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Although we still find ourselves in the midst of a global pandemic, we can still get excited about upcoming events. This weekend, wrestling fans are going to be treated to a whole bunch of wrestling. There will be two nights of WrestleMania, plus a number of peripheral events. In fact, one that started last night that kept me up past my bedtime. Jason Frazier is the CEO of Mind's Eye, an organization dedicated to offering description for the blind and low vision community, including live describing a wrestling event back in 2019. Good morning, Jason. Nice to chat with you once again.
Nice to chat with you again, too, Dave. Happy WrestleMania week.
Happy WrestleMania week. The road to WrestleMania runs through you and me right now. But Jason, just before we jump into a bit of wrestling talk, how have you and your colleagues at Mind's Eye been keeping busy during the pandemic over the last year?
Surprisingly, Dave, whenever, we had talked last year, we talked about all these live events that we were doing audio description for and how, you know, business was booming in that area. And when the pandemic hit, I was a little concerned because that meant no live events, no live AD. But we've been able to really kind of flourish in this time. And actually, now we're doing a lot of virtual AD events. Like, we've done a virtual ballet. The local theater here in St. Louis is an outdoor theater typically. They did a full virtual calendar of their theater production. We've actually done some videos for others. So we've actually found something else we can do with audio description that we weren't doing before the pandemic. Even Zoom meetings. We become pretty good at knowing how to get audio description through those Zoom meetings that you need when you have a company meeting. So we've been doing some of that too. So a lot of, as one of my coworkers said recently during the chat we had, the word pivot. Every time you hear the word pivot in 2020 or 2021, take a shot. You'd probably be drunk. We had to do a lot of pivoting, and we did so successfully. And we hope with live AD coming back here soon with events, and then also continuing that with all our virtual AD stuff we've been picking up as well.
Jason, that's fantastic to hear. Really great to hear you guys have been able to continue to offer that service over the course of the last year. Really, really great to hear. Okay, now let's get to a little bit of wrestling talk. We took our vegetables. Now we can have a little bit of dessert. Mm-hmm. We get a couple nights of WrestleMania this year. Overall, you're a wrestling fan. What's your excitement level?
I'm pretty excited. And one of the reasons I'm pretty excited is because as much as I've been able to watch other sports or other events without fans in the stands, and you kind of, I don't say you don't miss them. Of course you miss them when you're watching a baseball game, when that ninth inning rally is going. Wrestling has been the one sport I think has missed the fans the most. Or the most sports entertainment event that's missed fans most. And I'm excited to see, you know, Tampa get fans in the stands for these events and kind of see who's really over, because we've just been going by pumped in crowd noise to see who's really getting the fan reactions. So I'm excited to see who fans really take to this weekend.
Yeah, along those lines, it's so interesting to think about the way in which a crowd is part of the storytelling in wrestling, that they're supposed to cheer the good guys and boo the bad guys, and they don't always follow necessarily what the organization wants them to do. Do you think the fans might go into business for themselves a little bit this weekend? Do you think it might be a surprise as to who the fans think are the good guys and the bad guys?
Dave, as you mentioned, I'm not going to be surprised because I know what's going to happen. Before last year, I had went to 5 straight WrestleManias. Every one of those WrestleManias, Roman Reigns was booed because he was supposed to be the babyface. This year, with this whole new attitude, guaranteed Roman gets cheered at WrestleMania 37. Guaranteed. It happens. So I think that's why they put Daniel Bryan in that match, because they knew the fans were going to probably, I don't say necessarily turn on Edge, but he wasn't going to get the reaction they wanted to. So I think that's why you have, insert, Daniel Bryan. We need someone for the fans to cheer that we want them to cheer. I think you're going to see some reactions that Drew McIntyre is going to be interesting too. Like, you know, he's been the guy for the year, but I think a lot of people are on that Bobby Lashley hype train right now.
Yeah, you're mentioning the two championship matches that are going to be occurring over the two nights. Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre one night in that triple threat match between Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Edge. by the way, a Canadian guy, Edge. You know, a lot of us fans in Canada up here are excited to see Edge make his return. What about some other matches that maybe you're excited about this weekend heading into the event?
I would say one of the big matches I'm excited about, because I kind of want to see what WWE is going to do here, because they're in an interesting situation. It's with Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. You have Sasha, who's probably as hot as she's ever been in the company, actually getting some crossover fame with her whole role in the Star Wars Mandalorian series and other things going on. You got Bianca Belair, who's a rising star, could do a lot of those things herself if given the right opportunity and push. So WWE's in this position of, do we, you know, keep getting Belair on the rise? Do we go with Sasha because she's the hot hand right now? So they're in an interesting spot there, because we've seen what's happened whenever they have a rising star and they kind of give them that loss at WrestleMania. They cool off considerably. So do you do the same thing with Belair here in this match? I think it's going to be a great match, but it's also interesting to see where the company will go in that one.
It's been really cool to see the growth of women's wrestling over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. Of course, they main evented WrestleMania a couple of years ago with the show in New York, New Jersey. Not necessarily going to be main eventing this year, but just, Jason, time after time after time, big event after big event, the women keep stealing the show.
Yeah, they keep stealing the show. And I was thinking about this actually the other day when I was having another conversation. What the one thing that you've seen happen for women's wrestling is, of course, you've seen the main events. But one thing you have not seen happen is the ability for WWE to tell stories outside of title matches for the women in the company. Because if you look at Bayley not being in the card, other prominent members not being in the card, that's inexcusable. They've been people who've carried these matches through the pandemic and been some of the most entertaining parts of the company, but they're not in the card because they're not in a title match. So I think WWE also needs to figure out a way to make compelling stories for women's wrestling outside of the title picture.
That's really, really well put. Jason, you mentioned that before the pandemic, you'd been to 5 straight WrestleManias. How excited are you to potentially get back in the stands when and if the appropriate time comes around for you to get into some more of these wrestling events?
I'm chomping at the bit. I've already reserved my hotel for WrestleMania 38 next year in Dallas, Fort Worth. My family lives up there, so it's an easy commute for me. So okay. I've already reserved my hotel. I already got my band together. You know, we're already ready to go. But I've been to, you know, I just miss live events in general. That's one of the things I miss the most during a pandemic. I know that's, you know, not, there's a lot of other pressing needs that people had, and myself is included. But, you know, I've been to a couple St. Louis Blues games here. I actually went to Memphis Grizzlies basketball game. I actually made the trip down to Memphis. So I just missed live events, and I really miss live wrestling. Cause like I said, it's one of those sports that, you know, one of those sports entertainment events that really needs the fans to get the energy that you need to make even the people at home enjoy the product, not just, you know, when you're there. But it's just one of those things I'm missing. My son's more into wrestling. He's 4 now. He knows all the entrance themes. He knows who his guys are. So I'm anxious to take him to an event now that he can fully appreciate it.
Oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds fantastic. Hey, Jason, just as we're wrapping up here, circling back to Mind's Eye, where can our audience go to learn more about the great work that you and your colleagues are doing?
If they're interested in learning about more great work, also, Dave, I'll even put this out here. In the pandemic, one of the things we had to do with our radio reading service was we had to have readers read remotely. So if anybody's interested in helping us out with reading capabilities, go to mindseyeradio.org and learn how to volunteer. You can learn how to donate. You can learn how to just more about our services if someone in your family can use any of the things we're doing virtually, or, you know, some of the programs they're reading on a consistent basis. And learn about our Beat baseball team, the Gateway Archers, who will be traveling and doing some tournaments this year too as well. So just make sure you go to mindseyeradio.org. That's mindseyeradio.org, or you can call into the station at 618-394-6444.
Jason, always a blast catching up with you. Keep up all the amazing work with you and your colleagues. Hopefully we get a chance to do this again sometime soon.
Hopefully, definitely get a chance to do this soon. Maybe we'll talk about SummerSlam or something.
Now we're talking.
Keep the wrestling theme going here.
I love it. That's Jason Frazier. He's the CEO of Mind's Eye. As he mentioned, mindseyeradio.org is the website. WrestleMania takes place this Saturday and Sunday on the WWE Network. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.